Good afternoon. Clouds rolled in overnight with a steady area of rain earlier this morning across northern New York and New England, while the rest of the region saw gradually thickening clouds with the approach of a front through southern Canada, across the Canadian border, and into upstate New York and New England. As the front continues its track from north to south, we'll introduce the chance for showers again across the region from time to time, deeper into the afternoon and even into the evening hours, especially south of I-90. Meantime, temperatures will have a difficult time climbing with the thick cloud cover. Behind the front will slide back into and through the 60s across the northern part of New York and New England, while the I-90 corridor will stay in the 70s. We'll have an opportunity to reach the 80-degree mark in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England before the front passes by. Overnight tonight, the front will continue to make progress toward and then off the eastern seaboard and south into the mid-Atlantic region, and a clearing trend will commence. It'll turn cooler, with temperatures dipping back into the 40s and lower 50s. This'll set us up for a dry but cool weekend, the first one of autumn, with a mix of sun and clouds. A northwest breeze will keep it dry tomorrow, with highs in the middle to upper 60s. High pressure will dominate the weather picture, and a clear, crisp start on Sunday. Many locations in the upper 30s and lower 40s with afternoon highs and lots of sunshine, right around 65 degrees. On Monday, we'll continue the nice, pleasantly cool weather with lots of sunshine through some high clouds later in the day. Highs will make it back into the middle and upper 60s. Still some question as to the evolution of a storm system out of the middle of the country for the middle of next week. Right now, we'll go with increasing clouds with a chance of showers on both Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s before a clearing trend later on in the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a well-defined upper-level low out west is producing a cold front that will cross over the northern Rockies and then the northern plains into the weekend. Heavy rain is expected over eastern Montana and the western Dakotas on the backside of this surface low. Heavy rain in southeastern Idaho and western Wyoming has prompted the Weather Service to issue flood watches for those areas. Strong cold air advection behind the departing storm will bring much colder temperatures and mountain snow showers to parts of Utah, Colorado, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. 6 to 12 inches of snow is possible in the Wasatch Mountains outside of Salt Lake City. Meanwhile, flood watches and warnings remain in effect for parts of Iowa, where more heavy rain and thunderstorms are expected over the weekend. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on strengthening Tropical Storm Carl, located about 305 miles south of Bermuda, with maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour. On the forecast track, the center of Carl should pass near or just to the east of Bermuda late tonight or early tomorrow. Some additional strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Carl could become a hurricane on Saturday as it moves away from Bermuda. And Tropical Storm Lisa is located about 860 miles west-northwest of the Cabo Verde Islands, with maximum winds of 40 miles per hour. Lisa is also expected to turn toward the north and weaken while remaining over the open Atlantic Ocean. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at McAllen, Texas, and at Hays, Kansas, to a low of 18 at Boca Reservoir, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, mostly sunny in New York City in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny with a late-day shower or storm in the mid-80s, Boston partly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low 49, the record high 97 set in 1895, and the record low 32 in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:50 p.m., 12 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today, temperatures holding in the 60s, clearing tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with the chance of showers toward evening and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with a chance of showers toward evening and highs right around 80. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy scattered showers today with highs in the mid to upper 70s, clearing tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler, mid-60s, more sunshine, mid-60s on Sunday. Sunshine will give way to high clouds on Monday, still dry in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers Tuesday and Wednesday near 70, and a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 60s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.